USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Joe Biden announced via Twitter that he selected Senator Kamala Harris from California to be his running mate. Regarding the pick of Harris, former vice presidential candidate Joe Lieberman tells Fox News,
"People would say, what was it like? I said, it was like being on a magic carpet from August through Election Day."
During his coronavirus briefing, President Trump reacts to the news.
"So I was a little surprised that he picked her. I've been watching her for a long time, and I was a little surprised. She was extraordinarily nasty to Kavanaugh, Judge Kavanaugh then, now Justice Kavanaugh. She was nasty to a level that was just a horrible thing, the way she treated now Justice Kavanaugh."
Senator Harris and Biden will appear for the first time together at an event on Wednesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I am very pleased with your product. I haven't been sick since I've been taking this, and I contribute a lot of my energy and my health to your product, and I just want to keep taking it. So, yeah, just keep making it, okay? I just thank God for your company.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
In Illinois, Cook County State Attorney Kim Fox is being criticized for not prosecuting other looters earlier this summer who were arrested during protests sparked by the death of George Floyd. Police Superintendent David Brown saying the looters are emboldened since there were no consequences, while Mayor Lightfoot said looters need to be held accountable and not cycled through the system. This has former Chicago cop Anthony Napolitano saying Fox needs to go.
"It's time to step up. I think Chicagoans woke up on Monday and drew a line in the sand and said, you're either on the side of good or you're on the side of evil. And if the state's attorney can't do it, she's got to step down."
More than a million homes and businesses are without power as cleanup continues in the Midwest. A rare windstorm known as Derrico ripped through 770 miles in 14 hours. The presidents of the Big Ten and Pac-12 schools say there will be no college football in their conferences this fall because of the coronavirus pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Facebook is rolling out a new policy that will prevent U.S. news publishers with direct, meaningful ties to political groups from claiming the news exemption within its political ads authorization process. Since the 2016 election, reporters and researchers have uncovered over 1,200 instances in which political groups used websites designed as local news outlets to push their point of view on Americans. Many of these sites leveraging social media advertising, such as Facebook and Twitter, to boost their content. And finally, former Vermont Governor and Democratic National Committee Chair Howard Dean endorsed the Chinese government's sanctions against Republican senators and called for their expulsion from the United States. Dean, in a tweet supporting Beijing's decision to impose economic sanctions on 11 U.S. senators and human rights activists, including Republican senators Josh Hawley of Missouri and Marco Rubio of Florida. Dean tweeting, "We'd like to sanction them too. Can we send them to Beijing permanently?" Dean, of course, remembered for this campaign moment in Iowa back in 2004.
"We're going to South Carolina and Oklahoma and Arizona and North Dakota and New Mexico. We're going to California and Texas and New York. And we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House." Yeah!
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.